Hey, it's Lady Jacob Love Exchange. Happy Easter. Thank you for tuning in my last segment, which is what not to reveal on a date. You guys had or at least my friends had pretty good answers. Don't talk about sex. Don't talk about any exes, past relationships, your insecurities, et cetera, et cetera. I want you to listen to it, so I'm not going to reveal everything. So the next segment is actually about what you should learn about your date, on the first date, that is, right? What you should learn about them. Stay tuned. As we know, we don't want to reveal every single thing about ourselves. We do, however, want to reveal certain things that would maybe affect their decision just by the initial meetup. And these are also things that you should learn from your date as well. Now, not a lot of people didn't say this among my friends because, well, a lot of them don't have children except maybe one or two. And the one person that said this has a daughter, and he doesn't really have a partner. So he said, you got to be honest about kids, on whether you have kids or not. And I agree with that. I had a date with this guy who brought it up. He didn't tell me. So here's the thing. It was through OkCupid. He didn't tell me in the chat. He just didn't mention it at all. We already set a date and time. Actually, we met the date of we first spoke. So which is like, I rarely do that nowadays. But so I met him and we're talking and it was great. And then he was like, and then he goes, I have a kid, so what do you think about that? And I was like, shit, you know, caught me off guard. I didn't, not to say it was wrong for him to reveal that. I think it's good he revealed that. At that time, I said, no, I don't have a problem with that. And he was like, the baby mom is not an issue. I'm like, okay. But anyway, yeah, so even though only one person said the kids part, and I totally agree. I totally, totally agree. So yes, please make sure you find out if they have a kid or not. Or if you have a kid yourself, make sure you tell them. It's only fair. The next thing, if you don't have kids, you must reveal your intention. And a lot of my friends said this. Shay, what else? Maria, Fred, who else said this? Marilyn, Jen, you all, you know, JP. What are your expectations in meeting, in developing a relationship, right? Are you there to actually, are you looking for a serious commitment that one day you want to be married? Or, you know, not really, you don't have to be married, right, to have a serious commitment. Or you just want to hang out with someone, maybe have sex with them, you know. So it's just really good to be clear on what your intentions are. It's only fair for everyone because we don't want to waste our time. We don't want to waste our time. And yeah, also if it's naturally there where you reveal like, I want to be married and have kids, and the person ends up not wanting that, then why would you waste your time, right? So move on. Some guys do get scared when women bring up marriage and kids. Now, I don't know, it depends on how women bring it up, but guys, don't be afraid of this conversation. She's being honest, because suppose you didn't want kids or you didn't want to be married, then that's a waste of time for both of you. That's a deal breaker for some people. So, you know, maybe because I made that mistake where I brought it up awkwardly, so it scared the dude. But at the same time, like, dude, wake the fuck up. You're like 30 something plus. You're like 35, you're like 36, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta be real with your age here, you know, and why somebody like me who is 33 would straight up say that. I could have delivered it better maybe, but in the end, the essence is there. The form was whack as hell. I could have said it, you know, I don't know, I could have introduced it better, but he got really nervous. Anyway, what else? Some of you did say, you know, do you share a common values and interests, right? Which Anna Marie brought up, and Eugen, you brought up, because in some ways, like, if your goals don't align or they're not goals that you can get behind, it's not going to work out. Do you know what I mean? Like, for example, politically. Like, maybe you're in the left and he's in the right. It's not going to work out. It's this conflict right there. Yeah, so what are the overall goals? I would, you know, it's just a good way to know their passion, right? And you could see whether that's something you support or not. So that's important. A third thing, or is it fourth? Let me see. I talked about, oh, kids, what are you looking for in a relationship? Share common interests and goals. Okay, so this is like about what, the fourth one? Yeah. So this one would be like your sense of humor. Do you guys share the same sense of humor? Now, here's the thing. Honestly, on the first date, you may not see that right away. If, however, you met them through online dating and you chatted and spoke on the phone, you might get a sense of their sense of humor. But on the first date, you may not always hear that. Although I had a bad date where the guy, his sense of humor was not mine at all. It was like really rude. Rude kind of sense of humor. I don't want to get into that because I talked about that before, but because of that, I didn't want to see him. I actually ended the date early. And you know what? That date wasn't his birthday, and that's not my fucking fault because I told him, like, are you sure you want to have a first date on your birthday? And he was sure. So that's his fucking fault. It didn't work out. Yeah. Let's see what else. So yeah, a bunch of you brought this up. Adam, my Sarah, Olga, David, you brought all of that in. That's important, sense of humor. But you know, it may not, you may not hear that, or it might not be revealed right away on the first date, but it's not to say it's not a bad thing to kind of watch out for. Some different things that stood out to me, Thomas, you brought up about conversation style, and you still talk about joking style, so that's related to humor, I guess. But you know, yeah, like, is your conversation flowing with that person? Like, when you're talking about something, do you have a good back balance of back and forth, you know? Because if one person is just talking and the other one's not really... It depends. Some people are listeners and they don't say much, whereas there's the person who, like, likes to talk. So I think it depends if that's okay for both parties. But if one person's like, oh man, why do I keep talking, you know, then maybe it's not going to be compatible. I'm not saying that's set in stone just because you guys are not having a good flow of conversation. That's it. Like, no. So I think, honestly, the first date, we shouldn't put too much, like, emphasis on how, like, possibilities, or just, we shouldn't put too much emphasis that the first date will reveal so many things, or reveal that, oh, this is the dude or the girl that you'll be with, you know. But maybe there's certain indicators that you need, certain like deal breakers that you may or may not, that you may be looking for in there. Like, for example, like the kid thing, right? If they don't want kids, you want kids, that's a deal breaker, at least for me. Like, how is that gonna work out? I for sure don't want to try to convince someone to have kids with me if they're not comfortable. That's not gonna work out in the marriage and taking care and raising the kid. So it's best to kind of bring that up earlier on. Maybe not the first date, but maybe the second date. What else? A lot of folks brought up, like Shay and Thomas, you brought up something different in terms of, you know, just because the first date may not turn out great, you might, or may not turn out great as possibly like an intimate relationship. It might turn into a friendship though. And, you know, and I've talked about this in the past segment where we shouldn't, if it doesn't work out on the first date, doesn't mean it can become something else like a friendship. But we got to be careful with that because, you know, if you had met up as a date to consider of a possibility of an intimate relationship, it might be awkward to kind of transition that to a friendship. I'm not saying it's impossible because it has happened to people, but it's just, you know, how do you shift that? That's a, I don't know, that's, I think that's tricky. It can be tricky. Yeah, so a lot of people brought up that point. So anyway, that's it for my segment. I do want to thank the people who contributed into this part two in terms of what you should learn on the first date. Thank you to Joanna, Marilyn, Thomas, Monica, Jen, Sarah, Olga. Who else? Let's get another page here. Joelle, Anna Marie, Randy, Shay, David, Mugen, Maria, Fred. Yes. So thank you again for contributing. Again, not all of these names are their actual names. Some of them are, because there's hella, you know, a lot of these names are common, so it's kind of hard for you to pinpoint who put in their word here. But anyway, happy Easter. I hope you're having a good one. Take good care of yourself. Be good to others. Peace. Bye.